They're saying that you invited them in, Tom said. They said you gave him whiskey, and he grew frustrated at his inability to express the situation. Ernst, they're saying you attacked them first, okay? The German nodded his head slowly, chewing over the information. And they all say this? Even my neighbor? No, Tim Randall is sticking to the original story. Then he will prove I am telling the truth. Jesus Christ, would you listen to me? You're a queer. A judge and jury are going to believe those boys because they want to believe them. They are going to crucify you. In school, we picked on kids for being pansies. Somebody got the label and we'd beat the shit out of them in the playground. I don't know why. I certainly never thought it through. Most of us didn't. It didn't fucking matter. And this is just another playground. Ernst stepped forward, his scarred cheeks flushed red. Do you want to know about my playground? Ernst shouted, sending Tom back a step. At my school, I was the boy that decided which children bled and which children went unharmed. I grew up smart enough to know my place in the world and strong enough to defend it. And I became a soldier, and I became a captain. And men died because I told them to, and men were killed because I ordered it. And I have worn more blood than you can even imagine. The German paused. Spittle foamed at the corner of his mouth. His chest rose and fell like a bellows, and he winced from the pain to his broken ribs. When he spoke again, his fury was controlled. And those bastards, those little shits, humiliated me. Me! They made me lie in my own filth while they cut me and laughed at me. And you're telling me that if there is a trial, I will be defending myself? I'm not saying it's right, Tom told him. I'm just telling you the way it is.